Jenny, wouldn't you enjoy that music? Make you feel home comforts. You're a big fan, aren't you?
I am.
She is now.
I am, exactly.
I'm sitting to her
left. I have to, you know, that was my claim to fame. I was only working here about 2 days. I'm here about 7 years. And I drove out of the car park and I took what I thought was a shortcut and I drove onto the set.
You got it all disoriented.
I took a right and I just go, no! I was like, oh, sorry.
Well, do you know what happened to us, actually? During the year, the Westlife years, I'm allowed to say that. Okay, I've got to hit this.
Yeah, there you go.
There's another euro in the pot. During the Westlife years, we went around there, myself, Shane and Mark, and we knocked on, what's it, the pub? McCoy's.
McCoy's.
There was nobody there, nobody was filming, but we banged on the door. And we shot a scene. Somebody filmed that on our phones.
Oh my God, we
couldn't get it on Twitter because it was too long. But basically, story goes, myself and Shane are walking in the road, banged on the door and went, why don't we go out for a pint? And nobody answered the door. So then we called to the house next door, but Mark had gotten into the house. So when we knocked on the door,
I didn't think they actually opened.
You do, yeah. They're kind of a false flat, but like you wouldn't be going into it.
Well, Mark opened the door and went, oh, hello guys, come on in, we'll have some vodka and stuff. And we filmed it and we tried to upload it and we couldn't get it up. And now the video is lost.
Anyway,
Clelia
Murphy.
Not Clelia or Celia or Cecilia.
Clelia
Murphy.
You're ripped out phonetically and everything.
I know, there you go.
What aren't you allowed to say? You're not allowed to say Westlife.
Yeah, no, that means you have to put a euro in. Wait there. You've got to put a euro in. Whoever mentions it gets it in there.
I'm just saying.
Okay, Niamh Cassidy on the show. You've been there since 1996.
Yeah, everybody keeps telling me that lately. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's right. 96. I think it's, yeah, I said it's 96.
And does it feel like that long?
No, it's flown by.
Really?
Mind you, I started when I was about 4 and a half.
I was thinking, actually.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But what's really interested me is that since the last, I don't know how long it was, you've had a one night stand.
What, are you judging me now? What is this?
In real life.
This is confession.
Do you know what I love, actually, Clelly? I have to tell you, right? We have a sheet here, which is like, what's going on with your character in Fair City? And then underneath, and Nikki said to me earlier, which is her real life?
Oh,
I said,
God.
No, I think this is Fair City. No, I said, this
Nikki,
is not real.
I'm an avid fan of Fair City. Really?
I know.
You had to look twice.
To be honest with you, I didn't know whether the one night stand,
right now,
I didn't know how to approach it. Anyway, on the show, let's just confirm. You've had a one night and you've been getting abuse in the street because you've been married for a long time on the show, right?
I've been married for a long time.
Okay.
I've gotten a few strange looks, but I abuse would be too strong.
Okay.
But I've had a few ladies that would have no problem coming up and going,
you
very sneakily,
dirty old fecker.
But weren't you right though? I've been getting a lot of, oh no, seriously, I had oh no, and there's a twinkle in your eye. I didn't really get as much abuse as I got kind of, no, I think you were dead right. I got encouragement and congratulations.
Okay.
And tell me this, Paul on the show. Sorry, Jenny. Paul on the show is your husband.
The lads get a lot of abuse. For some reason, the lads get a lot more abuse.
Really?
Yeah. I think because we're women, we can throw our hair up and we're running around in our gym gear and we're usually pushing buggies or we've got, you know, our real life around us, so we're not that easily recognisable.
Okay.
But the lads don't get away with it.
Okay.
What I find unusual though for people when they're watching any soap is the, well, I'm not saying there's a, I don't want to overly generalise, but there's a lot of people who kind of forget that it's not real.
My mother forgets that it's not
does
real.
Does she? Really?
Yes, she does.
She should know better.
I said it in the RT Guide last week.
Oh, sorry. Clelia is on the front cover of the RT Guide.
Hang on, here's my bag, my man. Here's my RT Guide.
Here, there you go. Do you want this one?
Did you go into my bag?
There you go. I did. I was in your bag. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know.
Is there any cameras in here? No.
No.
Okay. So, yeah.
He just tried it on the
ground. Oh, sorry. It's only because there wasn't any cameras. Hang on, stop saying it.
Tough luck.
So anyway, yeah. So you, your own mother.
My mother texted me. It was at the height of, you know, the Jane storylines. I know you were glued with Nikki.
Yeah.
The Jane storylines.
I haven't recorded it.
The Jane storylines, and we were having a bit of a kind of an argy bargy at home. Paul looked like he was going to have an affair, and I get a text saying, "Well, I'd scratch his eyes out."
No,
I would scratch his eyes out.
This is from your
mom.
No,
I'm in the gym. So it's kind of, she was watching it, obviously, on The Player or something, and so it was kind of out of context. So getting a text from your mother saying, I'd scratch his eyes out.
Speaking of players, how old was the young lad that you had the little shenanigans with?
26.
26, nice.
But I'm only 27, so that's fine.
Of course.
Yeah. Are you laughing at Westlife?
What I love is Nikki's face. You're like an Elwin over there. So tell us.
I haven't seen this. This is the episode I missed. This is the only episode I missed.
Bet your rage you missed
it now. How did you meet him? Was it in McCoy's?
She was fraught. Okay. She was a bit upset because
right.
her husband was not giving her the attention that she needed,
right,
and she
okay.
was, he wasn't loving her, and I wasn't giving her.
You're frightening a lot of lads out there at the moment,
and that rightly so.
Okay,
exactly.
Right.
Why not?
Why not?
It's
and rightly so.
Okay.
But you think what you think you have it all? I don't think so. You think you're in charge of the game? I don't think so.
Okay, listen. Tell us about what happened. So
anyway,
she felt unloved.
She's feeling a little bit lonely, a bit unloved, and he's being really, you know, tough and not loving. And she goes out, doesn't plan it. But gets the attention that she was seeking elsewhere.
Okay.
In McCoy's?
No.
Where was it?
We went to...
I don't mean the deed happened in McCoy's. I mean, where did you meet this lad?
Oh, God, no. You can't do things like that. Okay. What show do you think we're talking about?
I missed that episode. I didn't know where you went.
She went shopping for the day to make herself feel good.
Okay.
Because she wasn't feeling very good about herself because her husband wasn't giving her the attention that she needed.
Okay.
And she goes for a drink in a bar and he was the barman.
Oh, okay. It's the barman you have to watch.
You've got to watch them.
This is it. Very exotic.
And now it's getting more strange because he's now on there.
No, Paul knows about it because she went home and she confessed and she said, look, I had a bit of a dalliance and you're going to have to just get over it. And they have. They've gotten over it.
Okay.
And they're in a kind of a nice place now.
Okay.
And their lives are kind of coming back together. Rachel's not being bullied. What else? Jane the pain is behaving herself.
That's Paul's ex now, who was turned up and tried to
seduce. They had a one night stand,
okay.
And her kid turned up looking for his dad, and then she followed and embezzled him out of a pile of money.
This show should be called One Night Stand.
No, just stop it. You're very salacious, Westlife. Anyway, so what happened was, so they're in a good place right now, and
tell me this, does Niamh have any feelings still for the barman?
No, it was.
Does the barman have feelings for her?
We don't know.
But is he not in the show now more often? Is he chasing Niamh?
No, not yet, he's not. No, okay. He's not. She has a bit of a nasty... Oh my God.
Oh, we can't give it away.
Can't give it away.
No.
Okay.
No.
But First City is on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays and Sundays at 8 p.m. and 8:30.
You need to be glued.
I know.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
There's no room left on my recorder, Skybox recorder.
That jar about 15 quid now. You know that, don't
we need to get a little guest starring role for you as well. Maybe you could be like another dalliance.
Maybe I could be in the barman.
We could get you to knock on the door until we open the door for you.
It must have been Good Friday when I knocked at McCoy's, because usually the doors of the pub would be open.
I can't believe that the majority of Westlife were knocking around the lot.
Yes, and nobody was there.
And nobody let you in.
There was a Garda car there as well that we tried to get into, we couldn't get into.
Yeah, that could have been a real Garda car and you could have been done.
Is that a real one that's been out there for parts there for the last couple of
years? No, it's not.
I keep looking at it.
I saw a fire truck one day as well.
Very excited when things like that happen. It's like a real fire truck. Because you can't fake them. You have to go, oh my God, there's a real fire truck. And they're looking at my smoke machine. We're definitely like kids. It's fantastic.
Right, before we let you go, I want to ask you, do you ever book a restaurant or something like that in your character's name? Does that make it easier? Do you ever do anything like that?
I would never do that. No, absolutely not. I don't have any power.
Okay.
I'd start laughing. I'd make a show of myself and I'd start apologising for myself, going, oh no, I was really sorry. It's Celery. My name is Celery Murphy.
You're also
on the front cover of this month's RTE Guide if anybody wants to go and get it.
Jenny's got it. Okay. There you go. Can you sign it for me there, Clelia? Would you mind?
I might. Yeah.
Niamh. I want it from Niamh.
There you go now. Look.
Listen, thanks a million for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
We'll have a little break and we'll have a proper chat with Clelia off air.
Yeah.
About this barman.
No, we're not talking about anything like that.